MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be here once again, Bill.
Great to have you here. Well, Andy, the Red Sox pulled off a win yesterday afternoon out in Seattle, taking that deciding game of the series?
They certainly did. They made it two wins in a row. They scored six times in the top of the 10th to beat the Mariners 9-4. So with that win yesterday, the Sox improved to 83-65, now tied for second place in the AL East with the Yankees and the Blue Jays. But all three teams are eight games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. Sox also tied with the Yankees and Blue Jays for the two wildcard spots in the American League. Sox off today before opening up the final homestand of the regular season tomorrow night against the Orioles. So it's going to be a fight to the finish. Three teams for two spots for the wild card.
Yeah, that bottleneck at second place in the AL East is crazy, and the Blue Jays are the hottest team for sure.
They certainly are. They have been on a roll. Their offense is relentless. So it's going to, if I was to put money down on it, I'd say definitely the Jays are going to be one of the wild card teams. So it just comes down to, can the Red Sox outlast the Bronx Bombers?
Yeah, it's that great, fresh Canadian September air.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Or maybe not. All right. Well, Andy, take us through what happened last week with the team. It's win some, lose some, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much the story. We'll start things off last Friday when the White Sox beat the Red Sox 4-3. And before that game, Chris Sale and Jonathan Aroruz were placed on the COVID IL, but Xander Bogaerts came off the COVID list. On Saturday, it went 10 innings. The Red Sox came away with a 9-8 win over the White Sox. Travis Shaw had a home run, four RBIs. Sunday, Red Sox lost 2-1 to the White Sox, and yet they placed another player on the COVID list, pitcher Phillips Valdez. Then the scene shifted to Seattle on Monday. The Mariners beat the Sox 5-4. Red Sox made two costly errors in this game to give the Mariners the win. Tuesday night, the Red Sox doubled up the Mariners 8-4 as Kyle Schwarber hit a pinch hit base load, a double in the eighth inning, driving in three runs. Sox scored five times in that eighth inning, then won in the ninth for the win.
Well, forget getting solid relief pitching and timely hitting coming down the stretch for the Red Sox. I think they'll be looking to get herd immunity at this point with this thing.
It certainly looks that way, and the word on the street is that Chris Sale will come off the COVID IL to start Friday at Fenway against the Orioles, and Matt Barnes, he's working his way back coming off the COVID IL. He pitched for Worcester yesterday in a rehab start. So he may be back this weekend as well. So hopefully it'll be all hands on deck for the final couple weeks of the season.
You know, I was checking out the game yesterday, Andy, and it was 3-3 for so long. I just couldn't believe it. I thought it was going to end that way in a 3-all tie, the way it was just 3-3. But today on Nesson Plus, I think we've got some more good news for Red Sox fans, right?
Oh, we can always find some good news on Nesson Plus, Bill. First pitch at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game for September the 16th of 2005. Sox roll over the Orioles 10-1 in Baltimore, so hopefully this is a harbinger of things to come for the Red Sox this weekend, rolling over the Orioles. Dustin Pedroia leading the way, two home runs and five RBIs.
There you go. Well, Andy, let's go around Major League Baseball to find out what happened there this past week.
Well, since we last talked on Thursday, that night the Blue Jays won their eighth game in a row. As you talk about how hot the Blue Jays have been, on Friday, Angels pitcher DH Shohei Ohtani hit his Major League leading at the time 44th home run. Saturday, Brewers pitchers Corbin Burnes and Josh Hader combined to throw a no-hitter against the Indians. The Indians have now been no-hit three times in nine-inning games this year, and once in a seven-inning game as part of a doubleheader. That is a record. And also with that no-hitter by the Brewers, it's the ninth of the season of Major League Baseball. That sets a single-season record. On Sunday, Dodgers pitcher Max Scherzer records his 3,000th career strikeout against the Padres. Scherzer becomes the 18th pitcher in history to reach that milestone. On Monday, the Giants became the first team to clinch a playoff spot, and Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr. takes over the Major League home run lead with his 45th of the season. On Tuesday, Major League Baseball announced the 2023 All-Star Game will be held in Seattle. The Dodgers clinched a playoff spot for the ninth straight year, and the Rays became the first team in the American League to win 90 games. The Giants continue their winning ways on Tuesday with their ninth straight victory. And one of the best players in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers on Tuesday announced his retirement. Ryan Braun spent his whole 14-year career with the team. He won the MVP in the National League back in 2011, made six All-Star teams, and he's the Brewers franchise home run leader with 352. And yesterday was Roberto Clemente Day across Major League Baseball. The Pittsburgh Pirates had the whole team wearing number 21, as well as all 30 players who were nominated for the Roberto Clemente Award. Nathan Eovaldi was the Red Sox nominee. And Royals catcher Salvador Perez hit his 44th home run last night, making him one home run shy for a record in a season by a catcher. That record set by Johnny Bench. 45 back in 1970.
You know, your note, Andy, on the Dodgers, it does ring true. I mean, the Dodgers have had a very nice decade of winning, really.
Oh, no doubt about it. Only one World Series title in that nine-year run so far, but who knows what will happen this year. But definitely the fans in L.A. have had a lot to cheer about in recent years.
All right, Andy, we're coming down the stretch. What could separate the Red Sox from the Yankees and Blue Jays in this race for second place?
Well, it all comes down to one simple thing, Bill. Putting W's in the certain column that they need to be in. They just need to keep winning ball games, beating teams they should be beating. Like, for example, as I mentioned this weekend against the Orioles, it should be a three-game sweep. You know, games have to be played. You can't just do it on paper. But Red Sox need those three wins. Then the homestand continues with two games versus the Mets in the middle of the week next week. Those should be winnable games. The Mets are kind of falling off of their wild card run. They're kind of up and down. So those games at home should be winnable, you would think. And then, obviously, what I think will be the series of the season at this point will be next weekend at Fenway. Your Yankees come in for a three-game set. Those will be huge games. I'm sure the teams will be neck and neck still in the wild card race at that point. Those will be huge games, as I mentioned. And then the Red Sox finish the season on the road with six games. All six games very winnable. Three games in Baltimore against the Orioles, and they go to our nation's capital and wrap up the season with the last-place Nationals. So definitely the schedule favors the Red Sox to hopefully get a wild card spot. So we'll see how it all plays out.
You know, with all these different names, I think we talked about this last week, Andy, popping in and out of the lineup here with the COVID casualties, if you will. Is there a name this past week that kind of stands out and an unexpected, star is not the right word, but performer?
Well, I think you have to look at the play before he went on the COVID list. Jonathan Arruz, who got called up because of COVID, he had some big key hits in the last few weeks for the Red Sox, played some decent defense as well. But unfortunately, he's on the COVID list. But there have been so many people coming up and down with the Red Sox, going back and forth. I mean, you definitely needed a scorecard to figure out just who is on this team at this point. But, it's been an interesting run, and they definitely got contributions from many different people. And hopefully that's the key to get them at least one more game when that regular season ends. And once you get in the tournament, the old saying is, you never know what happens.
You got it. Andy, great talking with you, and we'll see you again next week.
Sounds like a plan.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.